Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for November 12th to the 18th, 2011. As Palestinian leading faction Fatah al-Hamas heads for unity talk, Israeli attacks left 4 Palestinians killed and 17 injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank. Israeli soldiers used tear gas to suppress anti-war protests that were organized at a number of West Bank villages on Friday. In central West Bank, Israeli soldiers fired tear gas and sound bombs at the villagers of Bil'in, In'alin and An-Nabi Saleh, who protested the wall along with their international and Israeli supporters. 5 civilians were moderately injured when troops fired tear gas and chemical water at protesters in An-Nabi Saleh village. Soldiers attacked the protest before it even left the village. Meanwhile, in the nearby Bil'in and Na'lin villages, soldiers fired tear gas at protesters as soon as they reached the wall. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In northern West Bank, villagers of Kfar Kadum, along with their international supporters, marched against the army closure of the road leading in and out of their village since 10 years. As soon as people reached the roadblock, troops fired tear gas at them. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere, 3 civilians were injured when troops attacked the weekly anti-war protest at the village of Al-Ma'sara in southern West Bank. Troops attacked protesters at the village entrance using rifle butts and batons, injuring 3 local men. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has figured strongly in the news this week, as a meeting with his Hamas head Khalid Mash'al has been announced to take place in Cairo. Abbas also calls on the United States for support in future negotiations with Israel. IMEMC's Adam Carey reports.
Mahmoud Abbas has stated that he would like the U.S. to take a balanced role in dealing with any international resolutions and the construction of future Israeli settlements. In his speech at a memorial ceremony for Yasser Arafat, he said, quote, "We do not want or seek a clash with the United States. Despite its strong ties with Israel, it also provides essential and considerable support to the Palestinian people and the Palestinian Authority." End quote. He also added that PA had maintained contact with American President Barack Obama and is seeking a two-state solution based on the 1967 borders. He mentioned that Israel continues to make life difficult within the occupied territories with their constant flaunting of international laws and agreements. Abbas said all Palestinians should resist the occupation through both peaceful and non-violent means. In other news, it was announced this week that Abbas will be meeting with Khaled Mash'al, the head of the political bureau of Hamas, in order to achieve, quote, "comprehensive Palestinian reconciliation," end quote. The meeting has been scheduled for the 25th of November and will be used to try and implement the National Unity Agreement that was signed in May. Dr. Aziz Duaek of Hamas stated that Abbas and Mash'al will sign a document regarding the implementation of the Unity Agreement and that the meeting is considered, quote, "an ice-breaking meeting between Fatah and Hamas and not a new wave of talks," end quote. The meeting between the two parties will also be used to decide the details for the upcoming elections, which are due to be held next year, as well as the makeup of the interim government. Reports this week said that the current Prime Minister, Salam Fayyad, was still Abbas's choice to lead the caretaker government. For IMEMC News, this is Adam Carey.
This week saw continued attacks by the Israeli military on the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. 4 Palestinians have been killed as a result, and 17 civilians have been injured. The wounded include a child, a pregnant woman, and 5 naval police. 14 people have been detained, including 3 fishermen from Gaza. And countless homes have been raided. IMEMC's William Gibson with the details.
The United Nations Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs published a report that compared to 2010, this year witnessed a 40% increase in attacks carried out by Israeli settlers against the Palestinians. The OCHA reports revealed that 3 Palestinians, including 2 children, were killed by Israeli settlers in 2011 and that 167 were injured. Israeli settlers also uprooted, damaged or destroyed more than 10,000 Palestinian olive trees in 2011, significantly undermining the livelihoods of hundreds of families. On Saturday night, clashes took place between dozens of Palestinians and Israeli soldiers after the army invaded Silwan town, south of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem. The soldiers fired gas bombs and concussion grenades at the protesters, also hitting a number of homes in the area, while local youth responded by hurling stones and empty bottles, and sources said that soldiers arrested one resident, Mahmoud Atiyah, aged 20, in Beya Ayub neighbourhood. At dawn on Monday, the Israeli Air Force bombarded a naval police station northwest of Beit Lahia, in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. The French consul in the Gaza Strip, Maj Shakoura, lived 200 metres away, yet him and his family did not escape the blasts. His windows all shattered, he suffered shrapnel injuries, along with his 13-year-old daughter, and his two-month pregnant wife suffered a miscarriage. 22-year-old First Sergeant Mohamed Al-Kaleni died in the attack, and five other naval policemen were injured. Arrests were made earlier in the week after Rashad Karaja, an uncle of one of the recently freed detainees, was arrested after the army invaded Safa village at dawn on Tuesday. Two others were arrested in a separate sweep in Jenin. On Wednesday, more strikes occurred at Israeli aircraft targets various regions along the coast. Medical sources confirmed that three people were injured in the attacks that occurred at dawn. During the evening, Palestinian prisoners TV show host Israel Sahab was detained by the Israeli police after being served a notice to attend a nearby police station. The following morning, during Thursday at dawn, seven arrests were made across the West Bank, two of whom were arrested in Dura town and a third in Samar in the Hebron district. Four more youth, all aged 17, were arrested after soldiers raided the town of Azun, east of the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya. Israeli soldiers instigated a checkpoint south of Nablus at Beita entrance, preventing Palestinians from passing through it. Any Palestinian car passing was searched, but no arrests were made nor any reasons given. Earlier today, Friday, a group of Israeli settlers attacked a family in Al-Khader village near Bethlehem while they were on their farm. Hassan Salah, one of the family members, said that they were surprised when they saw the settlers cultivating olive trees on their land. The settlers used their sticks and dogs to assault them when they tried to stop them. This resulted in the injuries of the mother, aged 70. For IMEMC News, this is William Gibson.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura and Hassam Kassis.